describes Julian, who everybody here will know as the publisher of WikiLeaks. Pratap Chatterjee is from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, also here at City University, and is a former executive editor of CorpWatch in the United States. Jean-Marc Panache is a journalist from Awi, a French and English online media outlet engaged in digital journalism of quite extraordinary times. Similarly, we have also Stefania Morizzi, an investigative journalism expert at the Italian Weekly, who will be discussing the international and Italian aspects of the release today. Eric King, who is a human rights and technology advisor for Privacy International, will discuss the spy technology and the implications on privacy. Jacob Applebaum, who is a research scientist at the University of Washington, independent computer security expert and anonymity researcher. He too will be discussing aspects of the security concerns in relation to the Arab Spring, be quite pointed. And Stephen Murdoch, an expert on privacy and anonymity from Cambridge University, from the security group, will also be speaking. If we are lucky, I think we may be, we also have the editor-in-chief of The Hindu, which is probably the single most important broadsheet in India, on the line, Skype, and will speak to us on the implication in India. There he is. In fact, if he's there, I'm wondering whether you're satisfied with the communication.
Maybe not all that yet.
Not all that yet. In which case, I think we'll start. And I'd like to introduce Julian Assange.
Thank you. So some of you who have seen the recent press announcement that there would be a press conference here today may be wondering a bit what is going on. The announcement was deliberately ambiguous. Today, we release over 287 files documenting the reality of the international mass surveillance industry. An industry which now sells equipment to dictators and democracies alike in order to intercept entire populations. That statement sounds like it's something from Hollywood. That statement sounds like it could only be science fiction. But the reality is that this industry has grown up over the last 10 years from being a covert, very secretive, small industry comprising of institutions like CSC, SAIC, Northrop Grumman,